The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24. As Jesus went out of the temple and was going on his way, his disciples came to him to point out the buildings of the temple. But he answered and said to them, "You see all these things? Truly I say to you, there will not be one stone left upon another here that will not be thrown down." And as he sat in the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Be careful that no one leads you into error, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Anointed One,' and will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Don't be disturbed by this. It is inevitable that these things happen, but they do not signal the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many places. But all these things are just the beginning of birth pangs. At that time, the time of the end, they will hand you over to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all the nations because of my name. At that time also, many will become offended because of the persecution, and will turn one another in to the authorities, and will hate one another. And many false prophets will be raised up, and will lead many into error. And because sin will become rampant, the love of the great majority will grow cold. But he who endures to the end, that one will be being saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all the inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and that is the time the end will come. Therefore, when you see the false god, which causes plundering, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand. Then those who are in Judea should flee to the mountains. He who is on the housetop should not go down to take anything out of his house. He who is in the field should not return to get his coat. But woe to those that are pregnant and to those who are nursing in those days. And pray that your flight does not happen in the winter, neither on a Sabbath. For at that time great tribulation will come, the likes of which has not happened from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever will happen again. And if those days were not shortened, no one would survive. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Anointed One,' or 'He is over there,' don't believe it. For false anointed ones and false prophets will be raised up and will show great signs and wonders, causing even the chosen to err, if this were possible. See, I have told you beforehand. If therefore they say to you, 'Look, he is in the wilderness,' don't go out there, or 'See here, he is in a secret room,' don't believe it. For just as the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, this is the way the coming of the Son of Man will be. Wherever the carcass is, there the vultures will gather together." Start Dyer Commentary. Don't be offended by Jesus' use of vultures in this illustration. This sight, vultures circling over a dead carcass, is common in many parts of the world, and is the best possible illustration of what he wanted to say. End Dyer Commentary. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the heavens, for the powers of the heavens will be overthrown. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the heavens with power and great glory. Then he will send out his angels with a great trumpet blast, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one extremity of heaven to the other. Now learn the parable of the fig tree. When its branch has become full of sap, and puts out its leaves, you know that the summer is near. In the same way, you also, when you see all these things, you will know that it is near, even at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation, the generation which sees these things, will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But with respect to which day and hour it will be, no one knows, not even the angels of the heavens, but only the Father. The time of the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as they behaved in those days which were before the flood, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they had no idea of the coming judgment until the flood came and took them all away, it will be just like that before the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be received and the other one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be received and the other one left. Be very attentive, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you be ready also, for at a time that you do not expect it, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and wise slave, whom his Lord has appointed to care for his household, to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his Lord will find doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will appoint him to administrate all that he has. But if, being a worthless slave, he says in his heart, "My Lord delays," and begins to repeatedly abuse his fellow slaves, and begins eating and drinking with the drunkards, the Lord of that slave will come on a day when he doesn't expect him, and at a time when he is unaware, and will beat him severely, and assign his share of the inheritance with the hypocrites. Start Dyer Commentary. Hypocrites are actors in a Greek play who were pretending to be something they were not. End Dyer Commentary. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the end of Matthew, chapter 24.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.